Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In this week's podcast, we're going to talk about adages, aphorisms, and epigrams. Why? Because there's value in a concise saying. This podcast is all about being an intentional communicator, helping you become clear and concise to deliver the goods. In these three words, adages, aphorisms, and epigrams are all fancy words for concise sayings. So what we're going to do is talk about that and how they can work to your benefit. When we're doing this, I want you to remember that what you're trying to learn here is whatever weapon, whatever tactic, tool, tip, whatever you can use to your advantage, you want to use. And these three, I think, could be put in your toolbox. What inspired me to think about this particular topic was actually the term aphorism. And it's a fancy word. It's a big word. If you look it up, you'll read something like, it's a concise, often witty statement that expresses a general truth or observation about life, typically crafted by an individual. Okay, so that's an aphorism. It's a brief, witty, short statement. But what's an adage? It's a traditional saying that has been passed down through the generations and expresses a common experience or observation. So it's kind of a traditional saying, an expression of wisdom. An aphorism is a concise, witty statement or quote. Sometimes it's new. And then an epigram is a clever and paradoxical saying. It's often a humorous play on words. All three of these are different takes on the same thing, which is a valuable, concise saying. And what I want you to think about is the power of that and how you can use that, you know, to your benefit. In one of them, I have a number of them that I like, but the one I want to focus on in this week's podcast is the one that I've cited before. And it's a quote by a guy named G.K. Chesterton. And the quote goes like this. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Okay? That's his aphorism. It's kind of a witty statement. But it's memorable and it's short. And it had an impact on me. When I first read it, it actually had a really profound impact on me. I'll tell you why. Because when I read that, what it said to me was, if it's really worth doing, that at some point you're going to be bad at it and it's okay. And actually, this was an inspirational quote for me to start doing quiet time. And I was reluctant to do it because I wasn't any good at it. But his quote, his aphorism, this witty statement, this memorable, concise quote, was that anything that was worth doing badly. So I could be bad at it and it didn't matter. Because the more you did it, the better you got. But it was okay to be bad at it. In fact, to me, when I read that quote, what stuck with me was that it was not worth a grade, actually. It wasn't even worth saying, well, that was a C and that was a B or that was an F, my time in quiet. It didn't matter anymore. So it was very liberating for me to just think about doing something that was very worthwhile, but being terrible at it wasn't really an important consideration. And that actually was what was stopping me doing it. And that aphorism actually had some stickiness to it. And I quote it frequently. I think about it a lot. And it was really important to me. And I think these sayings have the same power. They're memorable. They're witty. They're short. They're impactful. And what I want you to do is to start to think about how you discover these, how you create them, how you live by them. And we can start talking about each one of them. And what I don't want you to worry about is that you have this very, very specific understanding of the difference between an adage, an aphorism, and an epigram, more than they're different takes on the same thing. And each of them are slightly different, but don't get hung up on it. Okay, so there's not going to be a quiz at the end where I'm going to be like, all right, so, you know, what's an adage and define an adage or, you know, I'm going to give you a multiple choice test and you're going to have to guess which is the right word and match the word with the definition. Don't worry about it. I'll keep it really simple because that's how I understand it, because I don't want to get hung up on it what I want to focus on is there's value in this brief saying, and there is value in brief sayings if you use them to your benefit. So what I'd like to propose is that we have three different terms, is that I'll spend a little bit of time on each one and give you three examples for each. How does that sound? So let's start with an adage. And let's think of an adage like an old, wise saying, things that have been passed on from generation to generation. First one that comes to mind is a penny saved is a penny earned. Now, that may be an Americanism because they don't have pennies in Australia, or maybe they do, or in Germany or in China, but they sure do in the United States, and we have pennies. And that saying, that adage, that wise saying is if you saved it, it's like making it. It is a wonderful way to teach people the value of savings because if you spent it, it's like, you know, if you didn't spend it, it's like earning it, right? So savings is like, you know, if you make a dollar and you spend a dollar, you're at zero. Well, if you save a dollar and you didn't and you made a dollar, you made two, right? So a penny saved is a penny earned is adage number one. Love it. Number two, sound familiar? Actions speak louder than words. It's the adage. There's a truth in that. It's very short. It's very memorable. It just says what you need to say, no pun intended, that actions speak louder than words. What you do matters more than what you say. You'll hear another one, which is talk is cheap. That's a different way of saying the same thing. And the third one that I love, and it's not for people that are not punctual, better late than never. And if you think about that, like, yes, it's better to be on time. But it is better to be late than never to come or never to show up. And it could be applied in a lot of different instances, not just in punctuality, but, you know, something is better than nothing. And in this case, late is better than never. Those are adages. And you might want to have some fun. Right? This is what I did when I prepared this podcast is I went and I started doing some research and ChatGPT is my new best research friend. So I use it, carry it in my pocket with my phone, and anytime I want to do research in this particular case, I went to it, and it never disappoints because you can look up, you could type in, give me 10, you know, famous adages. You can even prompt it to say about, you know, patience or about money or about family life or about work, and it'll hone in some really cool adages. All right, so those are three adages. Again, a penny saved is a penny earned. Actions speak louder than words, and better late than never. Okay, so those are adages. Let's go on to aphorisms. Fancier word, but still powerful nonetheless. And this would be defined as a concise, witty statement or a quote. You can create your own aphorisms. You can quote. I did this when I wrote Brief and Noise and Quiet Works coming out this fall. It was kind of fun. It's quoting yourself. Okay, let's make a quotable quote. And these things can have kind of your own personal take on it. And some people are more quotable than others, and you can come up with your own quote, your own aphorism. The first one I want to use is One I Love by a guy named Mies van der Rohe, who is an architect and a designer in the mid-century, in the 40s and 50s, and it's less is more. Less is more. And that was like a design philosophy for him as an architect. Mies van der Rohe created these minimalist buildings, and the philosophy of less is more lines, design, how ornate it wasn't, became really what it was. And he was taking things out. So less is more. And that, obviously, I love it because the same thing with communication. Less is more. If you give a person something which is brief, which I define as being clear and concise, not just concise, that becomes more. And that's what the point of this podcast is adages, aphorisms, and epigrams are these concise sayings, which have an outsized value, absolutely an expression of less is more. Number two, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That was by Friedrich Nietzsche, who the philosopher, the German philosopher. And that is pretty powerful. I do recall, it's kind of funny, that Conan O'Brien was doing a commencement speech at Brown. If you want to Google this, I'm sorry, YouTube this, or look it on YouTube, you can. It's really funny. He wrote the commencement address, and he quoted this aphorism, this famous quote, "Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger," by Nietzsche. And he says, but what they don't tell you is you almost died. That was kind of a funny joke. That. So that was the second one. And the third one is from Steve Jobs. "The only way to do great work is to love what you do." And that was a quote from Steve Jobs. So those are aphorisms. Again, concise, memorable statements, quotes, quotable quotes that are short and powerful. And last but not least are epigrams. And I love this. And I think one of my favorites, and actually a source of a lot of epigrams, is a guy named Oscar Wilde. And Oscar Wilde was an Irish poet and a playwright who lived in Dublin. And he apparently was so good at this. And these are really defined as clever, paradoxical sayings that have a humorous play on words, like a really nice turn of words that create an epigram. And I'm going to give you all three from Oscar Wilde. Now, you can certainly do your own research and find other epigrams, but Oscar Wilde has got three that just are awesome, and they're instantly my favorite. First, a cynic is a man who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. That's number one. A cynic is a man who knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. That's the first one. His second one is hilarious and profound and true. "I can resist everything except temptation." I can resist everything except temptation. There's a truth in these short sayings often, that in their brevity, they speak volumes of profound wisdom and truth. They speak experience and advice and caution and warning even at times, and insight, and all packaged in the small little punch of a few words. They just speak volumes. The economy of expression here is outsized for sure. All right, the last one from Oscar Wilde is my absolute favorite. And the quote is, "Some people bring joy wherever they go, others whenever they go." I love that quote. My son and I were in Dublin several years ago visiting, and I actually have relatives that live in Dublin, so we just had an amazing time, or as they would say, we had a lovely time. And it was awesome. And we went on a day trip and on a tour bus. And we got on this tour bus, and the tour driver was just, he was fantastic. He was charismatic. He was witty. He was engaging. He was telling stories. And as we were sort of weaving through Dublin to go to this place outside just south of Dublin, he drives by Oscar Wilde's house, and he says, "To the left here is the home of Oscar Wilde, who once said, 'Some people bring joy wherever they go, others whenever they go.'" And when he said it, everybody just burst out into laughter. I had never heard that quote before, never going to forget it. And you want to be the person who brings joy wherever you go, and you don't want to be the other person where people are happy when you leave. So those are three categories of these concise sayings. There's value in them. And I want you to think about that, right? You don't have to say a lot. You don't have to say a lot. A few words can pack a powerful punch, and these adages, aphorisms, and epigrams do that in spades. They just do an amazing job. And clearly, in my line of work, you can see why I love them, why I love adages and aphorisms and epigrams. And there's a guy, Yogi Berra, who's famous for these. He's got all of these quotes like, "It's not over till the fat lady sings," and "When you get to a fork of the road, take it." And if you don't know where you're going, you might not get there. He's got a million of them. And he once said, "I never said most of the things I said." Just saying.